Yeah, we're live. We're live. We're live. What's going on? What's going on? What's going on? We're live. This is Ola coming to you live from my Empire Proof studio, still on the road. We're still on part 13. This is part 13 of 17, the Smart Wholesaling versus Old School series. So basically, you want to make sure that you watch part 1 through 12 to basically make the most out of the content I'm sharing with you here, the tactics, the strategies, and the concepts. You need to make sure that you cover everything because they build on top of each other and they give you the most value. With that being said, let's get into today's quote, which is the 13th of about 17th. So again, real estate wholesaling, smart wholesaling versus old school. Yes, there is something as old, such as old school. In any world where technology is an ever growing, ever going, ever moving, ever evolving situation, you will be completely naive to think that technology and the advancement of civilization, the tools, the network, the computers, you'll be absolutely naive to feel like it doesn't affect you and that you can just turn a deaf ear to it. If that's your case, then I'm sorry for you, for your business, because it's only a matter of time. Now, if you are smart, then you will understand that adding smart to whatever career you do and is an ongoing thing and is the smart thing to do. All right, so let's talk about today's quote real quick. The old school wholesalers are lost right now in the middle of the wholesaling fest on Craigslist and guru Facebook groups where wholesalers are calling wholesalers with no cash, credit, intentions, ability, or resources to actually buy, while the smart wholesaler are clear on their 30 to 90 minutes empire building activity of the day. All right, so question: how much can you make wholesaling real estate? And I think if you stumbled across this video, there's a very high chance you already know how much you can make wholesaling real estate. What I want to tell you is that you can think basically in terms of about 10, about, it's not, you're not even supposed to use a percentage, because if you're not a licensed realtor, you're not supposed to be making percentage driven commissions. However, just for the sake of this example, you should look at around about 10%, okay? About 10% of 10% of the spread, 10% of the after repair value of any deal, okay? What is an after repair value? So, as you know, in real estate wholesaling, you pick up a house that's heavily discounted as you negotiated with from a motivated seller. Heavily discounted is basically a minimum of 35% discount. Okay, that means if the house was worth $100,000 after repair, you cannot buy it for no more than 65% of that $100,000, which is $65,000, and then less the amount of the repair estimate, the repair cost estimate. So if a property needs about $10,000 worth of work to bring it up to speed, to bring it up to the level of ready to go, brand new, newly renovated, completely upgraded, maybe not completely, but good enough, right? To match the comparables in the marketplace, you basically cannot pay more than $65,000 minus the $10,000 cost of repairing it. That will bring you down to $55,000 as the maximum allowable offer. All right, so that will be a deal, right? And then you turn around, you put the house under contract first, and then you turn around and then you assign that contract to a person that's willing to put in that actual work, right? And that's how you make money, okay? Now, from $100,000 home, you should expect to make about $10,000 if everything goes well. You should structure that number in. If from a $200,000 home, you should expect about $20,000 home, and then up. From $300,000 home, you should expect to make about $30,000 spread in assignment fee. It's possible it could be less, it could be higher, but that's basically the ideal. Okay, so now with that out the window, you already understand how that works, right? You need to be able to market, You need to be able to also sell the deal that you put under contract, right? So now let's go back to the quote and now break that down a little bit further, okay? The old school wholesalers are lost right now in the middle of the wholesaling fest on Craigslist. What is a wholesaling fest on Craigslist? So basically, the old school gurus have taught people to both list properties on Guru. Oh, sorry, not Guru. That would be a nice website to have, right? Guru.com. It's probably something on there. But yeah, to list their property that they have under contract on Craigslist. And they've also taught wholesalers, same alike, right? They've also taught wholesalers to go on Craigslist and call people's listings and pretend to be buyers, you know? Basically say, hey, talk about the property and then try to, like for sale by owners, and try to put the house under contract, right? So often, if you are a very active wholesaler, if you're the top 1% active wholesaler, 99% of wholesalers have never made a dime, and they probably would never make money, okay? Because they won't listen to what I'm saying right now. But let's assume that you're that 1%, because that's a lot of people that I can help, right? That you and I can help. So you've decided that I'm going to listen to the gurus. You list your property, you put a house under contract, you list it on Craigslist. And now the gurus, remember, same alike, I've taught people to go, other wholesalers to go on Craigslist to be calling. So now you have wholesalers calling wholesalers. Now here's the funny part about it. Some people that list properties on Craigslist are actually listing fake pictures and fake information that really doesn't exist. What they're trying to do is build a buyers list. So you would call them and they will go something like, hey, yeah, that property is under contract right now. Let me get your name and address, sorry, your name and email address, and I'll update you on new properties that come on my list. And then they build a list. I think it's pretty slick and clever, but that's a very slow process. And if you realize right there, that person is collecting wholesalers' information because they thought they were a real buyer, but they're not really a real buyer, but with no intentions to actually serve that wholesaler. If you're building a wholesalers list, right, there's nothing wrong with that if you're going to serve them. So, like I said, 99% of wholesalers are not making money, right? If you're going to be offering them the training and the expertise and offering them information on how to build a business in the digital age and build an actual business, then sure. But usually these people are doing that under the impression they really think they're building a buyers list. But my point there is they do the same thing with Facebook groups as well. So basically you have wholesalers calling wholesalers. None of them have the cash. They don't have the credit. They don't have, more importantly, the intentions, because intention is much more powerful than cash and credit. All of that can show up if you have a strong enough desire, right? Ability, they don't have the ability or resources to actually buy. And there's no plan in place to actually build those resources, because there's nothing wrong from starting from scratch, but you need to have something in place to build the ability to build the resources, the cash, the credit. You need to have something going as opposed to waiting for the $20,000 days, which never comes for most wholesalers. So now, while the smart wholesalers, how do you become a smart wholesaler? You need to download the book, and all of that is in the book for free, myempirepro.com. But let me talk a little bit more, okay? The smart wholesalers are very clear on a 30 to 90 minute empire building activity for the day. First of all, a smart wholesaler is clear that they're not really necessarily in the real estate business. Real estate just happens to be the product, but they're actually building an empire. And how they do that is they're in the business of people. They're just there to serve people. They're very, very people oriented. They know that distressed properties only come from one place, people. Motivated sellers are only one thing. People, right? Cash buyers are only one thing, people. So if you don't consider yourself to be in the people's business and master the heart and the science of attracting people, which some people call marketing, I call it attraction marketing. If you don't master that, you will fail. Okay? Again, it doesn't matter how good you are at knowing the contract. and knowing the legalities, knowing the technicalities and all the big terms of the business, if you don't get good at the heart and science of attracting people, which is the only place where leads and deals come from and money come from, then you will fail in the game. And if that's something you're willing to learn how to do, then I strongly suggest that you go download the book. It's absolutely for free. It's a $97 value that you get for free. It's also attached to a 7-day free course called the Empire, sorry, the Smart Business Empire, SBE, Smart Business Empire, a 7-day free course that teaches you in short, very biteable videos on exactly how to do this and how to apply this to your real estate wholesaling business. Because if you don't do that, you're running a whole school driven business, and it's only a matter of time that you'll be out of business if you're not already out of business. If you haven't closed a deal in at least 30 days, you are already out of business. Okay? So I need you to pay attention. Go to myempirepro.com and download the book for free. If I've said anything in this video that made sense to you, do me a favor, give me a thumbs up, okay? And if you know anybody that will benefit from this video, just click the share button. It will share to wherever you want to share it to. It will give you email address options. You can share it to Facebook, Twitter. And if you have any questions, thoughts, okay, that comes through your mind, I would love to engage with you. Use the comment box below to drop a quick comment. And hopefully you've been educated and enlightened. And I will see you on the next one. And peace.